This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, Watermarks Printing, and by Game Time Wings and Things. And now here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's, where we'll be each and every Sunday night at 6:30 for the entire football season. This segment of the Larry Harrell Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, Watermarks Printing, and by Game Time Wings and Things. And now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Larry Harrell.
How you doing, Kip?
I'm doing fine, Coach. Coming off a big win over South Effingham, had a bye week this past Friday night. You were able to get out and watch some teams on the schedule coming up. Just talk a little bit about the bye week and what you hope to accomplish last week.
I really enjoyed it. Got a chance to, rest up and, like you said, got a chance to go out and see some teams and really just get a chance to heal up. Felt like we had some productive days of practice. Kind of took the pads off and got a lot of mental reps, and I thought they were good for the guys. Worked on some new stuff that we want to try as we get into region play, and just overall a good week.
Coach, I saw you out at, we got the ninth grade team, you got the JV team. Saw you out at the JV game on Thursday. Just tell me a little bit about how those two teams are evolving this year.
Well, comment on the freshman team, they're struggling a little bit, but they have a new staff, and I don't think people are aware of this. Our freshman program has only been established in the 2 years that we've been here. Prior to that, they only played JV ball. So numbers are high. We got about 40 kids, have a great ninth grade staff. Coach Vaughn, Jason Vaughn is the new freshman head coach this year. Asked him to do it, and, he was willing. We have Coach Blunt, who coaches the lines. We have Coach Quimby, and then we have Coach Richardson. So they're doing a good job. But the most impressive thing I like about them is that the kids get a chance to practice, and Coach Bond is really hard on them about their academics. So they do study hall and tutoring every day, as well as they do progress reports weekly. And that's the most important thing with the freshmen is you don't want to lose them due to academics and things like that. You want them to stay, eligible through the spring, and that way you can get them new and start working with them, in the weight room and get them accustomed to varsity football. So overall, impressed with them. JV team got another victory. Coach Brian McKenzie, the head coach there. I just enjoy watching them, get out there and, make adjustments and coach on the fly. And I get to see my guys, coaching in leadership roles. And it was a delightful game. We started out, I think it was 22-7 or something, and they came back, it was 22-20, and then we added some more touchdowns. So just overall pleased with both of those groups, and pleased with the young guys that we have coming up here going forward.
Coach, I don't have the JV roster with me right now, but you had a quarterback out there on the JV team the other day that looked pretty good running the football.
Yeah, that's our receiver, Alonzo Brown.
Yeah.
You people recall, Alonzo was called to duty, had never played quarterback before in the coffee game last year. And really, he's a receiver, but, he has to play quarterback because we really don't have a quarterback right now on that level. But he does a decent job. His best attribute, like I said, is running. Bradwell did a lot of blitzing, and he was able to find some seams. I think he scored a 60-yard and a 40-yarder. And we just enjoyed Friday watching their film. We actually got the game filmed, and the kids got enjoyed it getting coached up and got a chance to critique it. And just overall impressive. Alonzo Brown is also the kid who got his first block of the season on varsity 2 weeks ago against South Effingham. So, we just like to see those guys go out there and compete on Thursdays and then get to contribute on special team any way they can on Friday nights.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, bye week, Bradwell, Tigers, we got to go to Hinesville. That's never, over the years, been much of a picnic. We got, went up there a couple of years ago, and they had not a very good football team. We struggled to get out of there.
Yeah. Hinesville's a nice city. I actually like it. You know, actually, I had my epiphany about, you know, coaching in South Georgia, Metro Georgia, in Middle Georgia, my wife's grandmother, her aunt, lived there. We frequently there, vacation there, nice, quiet military town, and, you know, just kind of got me liking it and being away from the metro area. And so I've never played or coached in that state, so I'm looking forward to it, but I have visited over there. Very nice, beautiful state they have. Coach is doing a great job over there, Coach Hill, right now. I think they're 2-2-1. Tremendous improvement over the last couple of years. But like me and you were talking, I think they won state in track last year, so they have athletes. And they're some of the more better-looking athletes you're going to see in our entire region. So we're going to have our hands full.
And they had a brand new Golden Corral up there 2 years ago that was pretty good. So I anticipate me and Mr. Bishop stopping up there next Friday night before we come to that football game. Coach, talk a little bit about the season to date. We're sitting here at 3-2 halfway through the season, and we're getting ready to go into region play. But talk a little bit about those first five football games.
This week I had a chance to kind of go back and look at some films. And you know, you look at the three wins, thought we did some good things, and then you look at those two heartbreaking losses, and again, you start, you know, kicking yourself on what you could have did better. I think the last loss against Camden is going to be a game that we're going to look back on and catapult our season, where I feel like the guys will never again, you know, go and take any opponent for granted. I think that we're always going to put our best foot forward. And just talking to some of them as we left Friday, they were just excited. You know, a couple of them, we got a bunch of kids, and I know we talk about this. I got a chance to visit different collegiate campuses and games. You know, our staff didn't take off. They took several kids away. But they just felt like when they come back, you know, it's a brand new season. Second half of the season, they're looking forward to region play, and they're looking forward to qualifying for the playoffs.
Let's talk about a couple. We had a couple of kids up there for that fantastic finish in Athens yesterday. Talk a little bit about what you thought about that football game yesterday.
Exciting. I was actually hollering from the top of my lung when Jacob Easton threw that beautiful touchdown. That was an impressive pass by a young man, and he's going to be something special. And I think they flashed four of our guys when they scored that one touchdown. Sherrod Frazier had on the lime green neon jacket. Cam Futch was on TV. They showed Brandon McMaster and Big Deontay Demery, who's a UGA commit. So they tweeted me and texted all day long how much fun they were having. Got a chance to, you know, spend some time with my former player, Roquan Smith, who's, you know, doing an excellent job at the wheel linebacker. Actually was on the field blocking out his guy on that last Hail Mary play, so hadn't had a chance to talk to him to console him. But, you know, it was a tough loss, and I'm pretty sure he'll get over him. We also had Sean Smith and Quan Chapman go visit the South Carolina game. Went up there, and then we had a quarterback, Jamarr Stevens, I believe went to the Duke Virginia game. So we had several guys that got on the road and got out of town. And I'm always glad for those guys to go out and see, you know, college life.
We're going to take our first break. So more to come on the Larry Harrell Coaches Show and the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your new stop for wings, burgers, and fries? Game Time Wings and Things on 341 just across from Captain Joe's is your new home for a great time and great food. Whether it's stopping in for a game of darts, a game of pool, lunch, dinner, or just to enjoy the sports atmosphere, Game Time Wings and Things is your new home for a great time on 341. So stop on in and see Paul and the gang or call in an order 912-275-7246. Game Time Wings and Things.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location from Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341. This segment is brought to you by Game Time Wings and Things, I-95 Toyota, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Coach, we're in the region now. It's October. What you do now is going to determine where we play in week 11. Talk a little bit about this region. It's a five-team region. We got Bradwell, who we played this week. Then we got Glen Academy. Then we got to go to Effingham. And then we come home for senior night with Richmond Hill. Talk a little bit about the makeup of the region and a little bit about all four of those football teams.
Well, just sitting here looking at your records, we got one of the more impressive region record-wise besides Region 1. But, you know, you got Richmond Hill sitting at 5-0. You know, been talking about them. We knew they were going to be tough and much improved. And they're off this week, so we get a chance to scout whoever they play next. I think it's Bradwell. You know, Glen Academy sitting at 5-1, played a tough four-game schedule on the road. And Coach Hidalgo done a great job over there. You know, with those guys, got a chance to see them Friday night. I guess Wayne County, they really, you know, handled themselves well in that game. And then you got Effingham County sitting at 4-2. Got a tough, tough win Friday night versus Liberty. I think it was a 35-34 win. They're very impressive again this year. You know, and always sound. Those kids always sound. Mm-hmm. Buddy Holder always has those guys disciplined, fundamentally sound. And then you have Bradwell sitting at 2-2-1, just coming off a big win Friday night. They beat Lakeside Evans 31-7. You know, and Coach Hill is winning some games. And like I said, they will be a tough opponent for us on Friday night, especially going to their place.
Yes, tough, and, you know, you just never know what happens in Hinesville. That's one of those places where you can throw everything out the window. You just don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Coach, talk a little bit about the development of your football team so far this year, particularly start with the quarterback.
Just looking back, you know, having Jamari has come in April, he's really picked up, and just from where he's been from there to now, it's been phenomenal. You know, just like I said, he fought so many things last year, had to leave the program and was able to be blessed to come back and just really develop into a leader. Just a joy to be around. Pleased with maturation and pleased with the job that Coach Joe Scott is doing with them. And there's nobody else that I'd rather go to battle with in a regional play than this kid here.
He's matured. He's turned into quite the quarterback for us. You're listening to the Larry Harrell Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, our running backs, we've got three that can play,
yeah,
and they're really good. And just talk about how it's hard to get everybody as many touches as you would like to get them. Just talk a little bit about how you have to spread the football out and just how you have to keep all these guys and just recognize who needs to be in the game right here. It can give us a spark. You've done a pretty good job this year of figuring out who the guy is and getting them in there at the right time. So just talk a little bit about how you handle three good running backs.
I think our staff does a great job. You know, we felt like we had two good running backs coming into the season, and then when Brandon McMaster showed up on our doorstep, we felt like we was on another level. This has proven to be that point. I think Brandon has 7 or 8 touchdowns up to the season, you know, close to 400-yard rushing. We just got Shaquille Robinson back after he suffered a hamstring injury in the Liberty County game. And you saw the last couple of years, he looked tremendous. He's got an explosion back. He's cut perfect. And then you got your workhorse, Ben McLeod, who who just solid, you know, in pass blocking, good hard north to south runner, not going to throw you any moves. He's just going to run you over, and he runs hard. And they complement our offensive line very well. And just talking to people on our staff, which the thing is that we haven't even begun to play our best ball offensively. I just can't wait till we start hitting all gears and all facets, and we feel like we're going to be a very, very explosive offense. And that's saying that, Kip, that we've had several games. We've had 400, you know, yard games passing and rushing. I mean, to say we're not hitting on all cylinders, you know, it's phenomenal.
Coach, I was watching on Huddle this week. I watched the one touchdown run that Brandon McMaster had. That was about 15, 16 yards against South Effingham, where he just attacked the safety at the goal line. That's the kind of running I like to see.
Yeah, he's you met him, and he's in your huddles group and different things. I mean, he's just an aggressive kid. The thing about him is that he's a perfect role model for Ben and Shaq of not only how to play, but how to practice. He practiced with so much intensity. Our defensive staff actually felt like the reason why they were so tough tackling the tough running backs we had to play when you talk about Meade Davis and the Brandon Doe kid and different running backs down the line is that we tackle so well because we have to tackle him in practice. They have to tackle Shaq and Ben in practice as well. But Brandon's tough to bring down. He don't like to go down. And he just added a toughness to our running game and to our defense.
Because our wide receiver core halfway through the season, we've had some guys that have stepped up that, you know, you expect Sean Smith to make plays. But DJ Whitfield's had a good season, and Kelvin Daniels has had a good season. And this group's coming along, and we got a 6'4 wide receiver that's hurt and hadn't been able to play. I'm anxious to see what he can do when he comes back off of an injury.
Yeah, he had a good game. We actually got him and Quan Humphrey back, let him play a little JV this week, and they had big impacts out there. You're talking about Blake Austin and Quan Humphrey, but our receiver core is young, except for Sean Smith and Kelvin Daniels. Everybody else is underclassmen. And I'm so excited for Calvin Godet to break out of his shell. He had one of the better games he had all year. Not so much catching and blocking. He was really physical to block the game. But he did have a couple of catches. But, you know, those guys can do their job because Jamarius is doing his great job so well. Just precision passes. Again, the thing that we feel like we got to work on is we got to be able to hit those deep passes. We've hit some, but we haven't hit them consistently like we were. And what teams are doing, you talked about the running back and offensive line, is teams are going to start trying to load up the box for the run. We got to connect on one-on-one deep passes. The one that sticks out to me the most is the game against Camden. You know, hit Sean in stride on the deep post and when they were able to connect. But just plays like that is going to make it hard for those teams to pick their poison. Either you're going to play us for the pass or you're going to play us for the run. And whatever they choose, they got to be wrong. Got to make them pay.
And, Coach, your tight ends, Wally Golden, Terrell Carmina, just kind of came out of nowhere to me this year and kind of has given you a spark at that position. We've got some quality depth there.
We do. Wally's 6'4", 250. Yeah. Really more been dominant in the passing game. I think only has one touchdown in the year. But our main focus is going down in the region is to get them more involved in the passing game because they're weapons. And, you know, tight ends are safety blankets for your quarterbacks. They're big. They're huge. Carmina can really turn on the jets. He's blazing fast, has soft hands. And, you know, we're going to find a way, and as we get down the season, to get them more involved in the passing game as well because they're weapons.
We're going to take our second time out. We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now these words from our sponsors.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust. This crazy South Georgia weather is like a box of chocolates. But no matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. In fact, Air Adjusters has combined experience of over 100 years. High-quality work, trained professionals. Give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call, 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com.
The best print shop in Glynn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Brantz on location at Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's. This segment is brought to you by Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, and by Watermarks Printing. Coach, we went through most of the offensive groups on the last segment. I saved the offensive line for last because they start, you know, they struggled a little bit in a couple of these games, and now last week they picked it up after some tough coaching. So talk a little bit about how this group is developing as a whole.
I think we still have a ways to go as far as chemistry and continuity.
Yeah.
But overall, you know, they're just so big and talented. I mean, they're going to match up well against anybody we see. But again, like I said, just the way that Coach McKenzie is going to coach them the rest of the year, like his hair is on fire, he's going to keep pushing the envelope with those guys. They're going to get better. You know, and I know that we're kind of hard and we look for perfectionist coaches. But, you know, with the talent that these guys possess and size, you know, you have to get everything you can out of them because lines like this just don't come up every year. You know that. You know, so when you have them, you got to get the most out of them.
Let's get to the defensive side of the ball, Coach, and let's start with the defensive line. That was an area which I thought was unsure about going into the season, but Tevin Small, Reggie Jackson, Austell, Marcus, all these kids seem to just be stepping up and making plays for you this year.
Yeah, with deep at D-line, you know, you talk about Jordan Mincy, Rudy Nixon, Reggie Jackson, you mentioned Tevin already, Dwayne Austell, and Anthony Polite. We are very pleased and happy with their progress. Another young man is standing out to me. It's Jameer Brown. I got to see him play Thursday. Think he's going to be good for us next year, varsity-wise. We get him in the weight room, as well as Brett Hall does a good job. There's a couple more of those young guys. But overall, I'm impressed. Coach Johnny Buss does a great job with him. Their technique is getting more and more flawless. And each of them brings a different thing. Rudy is a freak as far as his play. You know, he's powerful. He's quick. Agile. Then you have Reggie, who's a plugger, really good with his hands. And then you have Tevin, who's the smallest of the group, but he's a technician, explosive off the ball, makes plays. Then you talk about Dwayne Austell, who's solid, big, thick guy. You know, he can really, really, really cause disruption in the backfield once he focuses on his assignment. Jordan Mincy has tremendous upside, tall, long, about 6'1", 6'2". Great future. He's still a young guy. And Anthony Polite, the strongest of the group. He can lift the whole weight room.
He can.
Just had massive last week. And I want to say he did 315 bench press five times. Power clean, maybe 345. I mean, he's an absolute animal. And had his best game of the season against Camden. So we feel like against those power run team, we can always bring him in, and he does a sound job for us.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we got two safeties back there that can just go get it. They can run. They can hit. They're athletes, and they've turned into a pretty special group back there.
Yeah.
Safeties, yeah.
Jalen Jackson. I don't know what to say about the kid. You know, when I first took this job, I heard so much about him, and then he had an unfortunate knee injury. Couldn't play for us last year, but worked his tail off. I think people don't realize how thick he is and strong. He power cleaned 275 last week at safety. Both of our safeties power cleaned 275. And just how physical they are. Then you mess around and you see the Camden game, the pick that he had, and then the two picks he had last week. He's so athletic. So he has a bright career. He's only a junior. And then the Mercer commit, Denaja Gamage, who's like a heat-seeking missile off the hashes, just comes down, lays the wood, would rather hit people than go for the pick. It's kind of the quarterback back there, makes a lot of our calls, and just, it's really grown into a vocal leader as well. He used to like to be quiet, but he's really turned into a vocal leader. I just love both of those kids.
Coach, we know what we got. The thing that Alfonso Clint, this kid has developed into probably our best cover corner. I mean, he's not very big, but he just gets the job done every Friday night. I've noticed in all these games, he's a good open field tackler. Yes. Talk a little bit about his development, and it just kind of just a surprise. I didn't think he was going to step up and be the kind of impact player he has been this year.
He surprised all offseason. He never missed a day. Rise and grind, January, February, March workout. He's always the first one there, shows up ready to work, doesn't complain, doesn't whine. He's the smallest one we had. He's only about 5'8 on a good day, but he's added so much weight, muscle-wise. The thing that makes him special is that he's a technician, and he does exactly what Coach Williams and Coach Young tells him to do. That's what makes him special. His technique is flawless, and a lot of teams try him because of his height, and he's always there. Nobody can complete the deep pass on him, and he's feel like he's only going to get better. He's only a junior. He was featured in the In the Game magazine for being the top most improved player of the year. So he's doing great things. Proud of him. Comes from a great home. And like I said, we're going to see more and more special things from that kid.
Coach, now we get to that group, the linebackers. And that, in my opinion, we may have the best group in all of South Georgia, probably a top 10 group in the whole state. They can run, they can hit, and they're smart like Neugelbauer. He's always in the right place where you need him to be. Futch and Ward, they just blow things up in the middle, and you got Sherrod that just runs around like a wild man out there and just runs everything down.
You summed it up. I don't know what else to say. The one thing I will say is I think their greatest development has come because of the work that Coach Lockett, Tywan Lockett, put in with them in off season. Just countless hours of film study, working on their run fits in off season. He's really a technician, and it's really key to them. If you ever watch film, those guys watch so much film that they can almost diagnose the play before it even happens. And that's what makes them so effective. They're already fast and athletic, and now they've added, muscle weight to them. Sherrod, power clean 285 the other day, and the other guy almost power clean 300. So, we start talking about power clean, and when I talk to coaches around the state, you start getting guys up into that 300 mark, that's when you know you got a strong team. And that, along with their knowledge in a year, is really showed through. Cam Futch, if you ever see him, he has the body of a Greek god. He's built like you want him. Sean Ward is a shorter version of Cam and will knock you out. If you get Aubrey Williams, who's a sophomore, who we like to play more, but those two on the inside are playing so well, it's kind of hard to take him off the field. And then last week, we set out Seth as a precautionary measure, and we put in Jagarion Marcus, and he had a tremendous game. So, these backups, not only are these guys good, they have good depth. And then you talk about Sherrod Frazier, the wild man. I was texting Roquan this weekend. I was telling him, I said, if he's not the spitting image of you, not height-wise, but just the way he plays is fast and physical now. And I told him next year is going to be unreal because he's going to realize that he's so much more gifted than everybody else. It's going to be a sight to see, Kip.
Coach, last question tonight, and I know you're a great family man, and you spent a lot of time at the field house and a lot of time during the season. You're away from your family, and you got a tremendous support group. Your wife's she's a great woman. Talk a little bit about your family before we close tonight.
Oh, I'm glad you said it. I have a beautiful wife. I couldn't do what I do without her. She takes care of my three beautiful kids. I have two boys, Larry the third and Levi, and my beautiful, precious heart, LaMaya. They're a handful, 6'4", 2", and she's the sergeant. I tell you, I'm the that's my house, but she runs it. You know, I mean, she keeps us in line. You know, she tells us when to get up, how to get there. She's my boss. So, you know, and like I say, in order for us coaches to do what we do, we got to have great family support to keep us balanced, because otherwise we'd be football 24/7, 365. But just having that balance, and like our motto is faith, family, and football. She helps me keep that balance of keeping, you know, God first, keeping everything in perspective, and not getting too high, not getting too low. As you know, last year was probably one of the most difficult times I've ever experienced in my career. But you need those times, Kim. You need those adverse times to show, you know, what you're capable of and what you're made of. And she was the one that kept me encouraged and kept me going. And I just love her much, and, you know, just glad that she's a part of my life, and proud that we're, me and my family, are part of the Fire Nation.
Well, we're glad to have you, Coach. And one last comment, you want to say anything else about the Bradwell game before we sign off tonight?
Yeah, just going to region, you know, I really hope people are geared up, excited. I know they're excited about one game in particular, but come on out this weekend and really get behind the boys, because this week is important, Kip. We win this game, we're in the playoffs, and we'll be back in the playoffs for the first time since 2014. And the guys are hungry, excited, and then once we win that game, we'll start working on playoff seeding. So the guys are ready, they're amped up for the second half of the season. I think we're going to see something special. And like I always say, go Pirates.
Go Pirates. Thanks for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show. We're head coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come on out to Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341. And join us every Sunday night at 6:30 for the Larry Harrell Show. For Coach Larry Harrell, I'm Kip Branch signing off. Have a great week.